This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digley, and this is my weekly word, the small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to get out there and dig your dream. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. What's up, guys? Ray Digney, and this is my weekly word. Today is Tuesday, March 22nd, and I am feeling good about everything. That's right. I'm just feeling better, and let me tell you why. It is the third week of March. The sun is shining. We just had daylight savings time, which means there's longer days and more time to be outside. And of course, it's baseball season. That's right. And all of you who know me well know I love the game of baseball, and I'm convinced that life is better when there's baseball being played. Now, with that said, baseball season started for me as a coach this past weekend. I had an opportunity to get back on the field and start coaching a great group of young men. And it had me thinking a lot about just how special it is to be a baseball player, how special it is to be a baseball coach. And I recently posted something on my Coach Ray All Day Instagram account or page, and I was kind of sharing my feelings about what really is important about playing the game of baseball. And so many of us, including us coaches, get caught up in helping develop players to become amazing. And how do we evaluate amazing? You know, can somebody hit home runs? Can they throw really, really hard, like throwing 90 miles an hour? Are they super fast? Can they steal bases? Can they play ridiculous defense? Are they a scholarship type of player where college coaches are gonna wanna scout them and offer them scholarship money? Are they draftable players? And it's even gotten to a point now that middle school and high school kids have player rankings and teams are rated, and it's kind of gotten a little bit out of control. But that's for a whole nother day and a different conversation. What I'm getting at is sometimes all of us, including us coaches, we lose focus on what truly is important about the game of baseball. And if you just keep it simple, you know what the most important part of the game of baseball is? Playing the game for the love of the game, not for the stats, not for the trophies. We gotta play baseball because we love it. We have to play baseball because we love being around our teammates. We wanna play baseball because we love seeing mom and dad and grandma and grandpa in the stands cheering us on. We can't forget that those are the important things. Those are the most important things when it comes to being a baseball player or baseball coach. Sure, the trophies are awesome, they're super shiny, and they look really good. And don't get me wrong, those championship celebrations sure do make some unforgettable memories. But it's not about the trophies, it's about your teammates. You know, now that I'm older, unfortunately, it's almost been 10 years since I last played my last professional baseball game. I think so much more less about the stats. In fact, I've come to realize none of my stats even mattered. No one talks about my stats. No one even cared. And I used to think that people did. It wasn't about my stats. It was about my relationships I was making with my teammates, the memories I was making on the field or in the bus or in the hotel rooms or during our coaches' meetings or all the things that come along with being a baseball player. It has nothing to do with the trophies or the stats. And sure, are we trying to accomplish things? You better believe we are. Are we trying to prove to ourselves and to other people that we are a good baseball player? Yes, we are. But at the end of the day, when your time playing comes to an end, you're gonna look back on the memories, not the stats. You're gonna look back at your teammates and not the trophies. So as the season starts to progress, as us coaches start taking the field, as you players start competing even more and more, I don't want you to get confused and say, Coach Ray said, it doesn't matter if we win or lose. Well, it does. I'm one of the most competitive guys you'll ever meet. But it's not the only thing. And those trophies, sure, they look good when you first put them on the shelf, but you're gonna start walking by those trophies as the months and years pass. And maybe every once in a while you'll look back and say, do you remember when we won that championship? Yeah, that's pretty dope. But you know what's doper than that? Looking back on the memories you made with your teammates, the things you did, the funny things you said in the dugout, the lessons learned that you had to listen to from your coaches. That's what makes being a baseball player so special. It's not about the scholarship, it's about the memories. It's not about the trophies, it's about the teammates. So as you embark on your 2022 season, please don't forget what truly is important about the game of baseball. and the great privilege you have to lace up the cleats every single weekend. Not everybody can do it. That's why it's so special. And remember, the stats don't define who you are. It's your effort, your commitment, what you give back to the game. All those numbers, they don't tell the whole story. There are no stats that measure heart. And that's what makes the game special. So for all the stuff that's out there now, all the rankings and ratings and analytics and trophies and scholarships and who's committing and who's not and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, don't forget what it really means to be a baseball player. What it means to be a baseball player is going out, taking the field with a group of guys that you love being around and playing the game you love. The greatest game in the world. A game that allows you to be a kid forever. Yeah, winning matters. It's not the only thing, but it does matter. Competing and giving your best effort, yes, that's a big part of it. Winning awards and earning scholarships and getting drafted and living out your dream of playing professional baseball, you better believe it. I hope you all achieve that dream. But when it's all over, you're gonna come to realize it wasn't just about that. It wasn't about the trophies. It was about your teammates. So the next time you put on the uniform, the next time you lace up your cleats, the next time you take the baseball field, do so thinking about your teammates and not just about the trophy that you're trying to win. That was my weekly word. Like I always say, whether it's 100,000, or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it each and every week. Now, until next week, go on, get out there, think about your teammates, tip your cap, and dig your dream.